approve minutes from the January 24th special board meeting.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approve the budget to actual reports for the month of December and January.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried. Approve the payment of bills for January 24th and February 14th abstracts.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Public comments. Now, we have quite a few on the list tonight, so we're gonna be pretty stern on the 5-minute time limit. First off is Peter.
I'd like to thank the trustees for having the session concerning broadband and the expansion with fiber optics. That's a very important, development, and if it comes to fruition, it should encourage small businesses and certainly make a lot of us far more efficient when we're working from home. So thank you very much, and I hope to see that progressing along. The other point I wanted to raise, is a suggestion. And I was down at the Family Dollar in the queue, checkout queue, and I heard two people in front of me discussing their furnaces. They were renters, and one was discussing the collapse of the furnace functions and the repair, the Band-Aid that was done by the landlord, handyman. And the other person said, yeah, thank God I don't have to rent from him again. So what occurred to me, given that we have rental inspection and rental registration, that tenants, who are about 60% of our housing occupants here, why don't we have on the web a monthly total of units inspected and a running total for the year, fiscal year or calendar year, of the total number of units that have been inspected. So the tenants who are neighbors, friends, will know that the village trustees are on top of this problem and that actually inspections are occurring. So there won't be this type of dismal sense that came from this conversation, that it's, you know, no one cares. You just have to deal with the Band-Aid approach of this particular landlord, who I'm not going to mention the name, but who does own a lot of rental properties in town. So I'd suggest, although I realize it's something that can be done or should be able to be done very easily with this $3,500 piece of software that's costing the taxpayer $750 a year for updates, you should be able to generate this type of report. We should put it out on the web, and the tenants will know that we're concerned about the housing stock. That's it. Thank you.
Julia?
Hello. I have stood here on several occasions in the past few months to make the case on behalf of the Summit Lake Conservation Group for the village to provide a pause in its consideration of the Woods Housing Development proposal that is currently before the Planning Board. Today I'm speaking really more on behalf of myself. We have other representatives from the group speaking for themselves as well. As a concerned and slightly frustrated citizen, based on recent conversations that I've had, who feels like I've worked hard for the past 4 months to get organized and get educated, to collect resources and present options for how this board might address our concerns in a reasonable, legal, and effective manner. Of course, I do not know for certain how each of you will vote later this evening, and I can only hope that you sit here now with open minds and hearts as you listen to what everybody here has to say tonight. And what I hope that you hear is that it is your right and power and responsibility as a municipality to take a pause and set up a committee of village residents from diverse backgrounds and perspectives to reassess aspects of village zoning that could impact the outcome of this and future large-scale developments and ensure that they fall in line with the goals and ambitions of the BOA as it is interpreted by the village community at large. The BOA is a living, breathing, working document and process. It's an elaboration of the community work accomplished by the comprehensive plan and has provided and continues to provide funding to see the comprehensive plan both elaborated on and reevaluated over time the past 10 years and then executed via a community-based revitalization model that's innovated by PDI and generally supported by the village government. It doesn't necessarily prescribe, but it does empower. With the BOA, you have spent money and signed a contract to engage in a long-term planning process that involves input from the community, from the village board, from the project management of PDI, which all but one of you voted on for the contract with, other consultants, experts, stakeholders, state agencies, and neighboring municipalities. It's an ongoing process. It usually asks more questions than it answers along the way. So right now, it is asking this of all of us. Can you say with 100% certainty that this housing development proposal is aligned with the goals of the BOA and will not interfere with the future of the planning process? You can set aside 3 months to convene a committee that will devote themselves in a focused, public, and transparent way to answer that question and the many questions that spiral from it about the significance of that site from an ecological, historical, aesthetic, and economic perspective. I've yet to receive a satisfying answer as to why this is an unreasonable and impossible request. I have heard that it can't be done in that amount of time, but nobody has actually been tasked with the making of that plan for a 3 month period. How do we know what is possible? What if you selected a chair of the committee and gave them 2 weeks to do some research and come up with that plan? I understand that you all have full plates, but it is your job to take the initiative to outsource capacity from the community and assign that task to somebody else. I appreciate that the board has decided to take up this vote. I appreciate that you have discussed the merits of the moratorium amongst yourselves. However, from the conversations that I've had, either directly or that I've heard from other group members we have had with you, there's only one of you that have really actively considered, even fought for the idea of the moratorium as a viable option, and that sort of confounds me. I've yet to understand why it is too late and why a 3 month moratorium would not yield fruitful results. If it is the case that the majority of you feel this way, then I ask that you provide an explanation when you vote, which doesn't always happen. Of course, I would prefer that you vote in favor of the moratorium. In fact, I implore you to consider voting in favor of the moratorium, because at least that would give us all a chance to answer some of these questions as a community before the project completes the planning board review. However, if you don't, then I ask you to explain yourselves, each one of you, as you vote, as to why you are voting the way that you are voting. For a moment, in October, when Clover Reach first presented the project, I felt like Mayor Johnson was opening up the political process to interact more transparently with the community. He empowered the community with information that he could have kept within the board to himself about this project, and he let us in on the conversation. By voting on the moratorium tonight, you can continue to open up that space of conversation and strengthen the trust that that move instilled in us. If you vote against this moratorium, we will interpret that previously hopeful move as something more cynical and disingenuous, a meaningless gesture to pacify us without any real intention of following through on the invitation to participate. So I ask that you please don't push us away and turn us into antagonists. And in this process, we can all be in this room together and at the table together. Thank you.
Ooh, good job.
That was rehearsed.
Wow.
James,
I only have 1 minute.
My name is Jane Wright, and I'm a physical therapist. Live and work here in Philmont and have for 14 years. If this project was on flat land, I wouldn't be here tonight, but it's on a steeply graded hill, and everything that is done above is going to affect the lake in one way or another. And so I really think that that should be considered. It's not like any other building area. They say on their planning board application that there are no endangered species. And yet, this is a list of species on the concern list that are present in the lake and the area around the lake, which would be imbibing the water coming down the hill from this project. Wood turtles, Jefferson salamanders, southern leopard frogs, American bitterns, osprey, sharp-shinned hawk. The high priority species is the American black duck. And of course, we know that bald eagles have stepped a step away from the endangered species list, but they're still not great. We think that this 3-month period would enable some things to be done that to me seem like essential. Like, why don't we have a balloon test done to depict where things are from the lake? I mean, that's a pretty standard thing to do. The people I spoke to on Summit expressed concern about the traffic. That this is Ruth Bruns, for one, saying that she, when she was right on the corner there, you know, she said she constantly in the winter saw people who couldn't really stop as it was from sliding down, you know, hopefully not into the intersection. And so this whole arrangement with the traffic, the two roads being cantilevered to each other, you know, it's not great. I mean, we can at least put some energy into looking into that. And that bridge, I don't know. It doesn't look so sturdy to me. Anyway, the other thing is that I wrote a poem. Does anybody want to see the copy of that? This poem is a heartfelt, you know, short depiction. The balance, the tread, the trickle revolves. What boundary does the tree resolve? Can we place the wonder at the feet of the thunder of nature? Spring, spring of despair. Ring, ring from the daily life of our heirs. In a season, we humans can erase the tone that nature's life illumines and so finely hones. Our will. Our will, do we ever awake? The soul of the earth, witness our mistake. Her treasures, our heritage, rest in our hands. Our measures forever etch, which story on the land? Nature is the plaster for our breaks. Nature is cast from all our aches. Nature's silent hills are worth our care. Nature stoked the mills that brought us here. Awake.
Oh, great, thank you. We're gonna get that. Sure.
Thank you. First of all, as a former board member, I know that it's a thankless job. So I just want to thank you, all of you, for your commitment and for the work that you do, because I know it's not always easy. And I'll give you this when I'm finished reading. To Mayor Johnson and the Village Board, as a member of the Zoning Commission responsible for the current regulations, I remember being advised that the law must reflect what exists in any zone at the time the law is being written. Since this law was written, conditions in the various zones may have changed. For example, there are now homes in some zones which were not there when the original law was adopted. It would make sense to have a thorough assessment of the existing zoning regulations. This would protect the planning board and the village board by assuring that any approvals would be in compliance. I support the idea of a moratorium on subdivision approvals until this review of the current law is done. Then we would know if our zoning regulations are still legal and appropriate. This would allow the village to avoid costly challenges to any approval given in the future. Thank you for your consideration in this matter.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Welcome.
Thank you. Jean? She's not here?
Yeah, I think she wasn't feeling well. I didn't really have time to check my email, so.
Sally?
Yeah, very simply. What really comes into question here, is the time that we all took, to assemble a fairly substantial, economic development plan, which is the Summit Lake and its water course boa. And that center of that plan was to protect and restore the lake. So to me, it's like, this is totally counterintuitive. We have raised the money. The money is there to be able to do this zoning assessment, to hire a planner or a lawyer. We worked really hard to get to these moments, and now you're throwing away that opportunity. And it really wouldn't be a huge thing to say, recognize. You know, I know that, you know, there are some junior members on this board that have difficulty in understanding reading this planning document.
There are no junior members of this board, are there?
There's some younger members, you know, junior members, yeah. And they do find it difficult reading this planning document. The planning documents were fairly complex and intense. But there is no escaping in that BOA document that it places the Summit Lake at the epicenter of that plan. That was the total genesis of why we did the plan in the first place. How it got qualified, hundreds of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of hours working on it, and now you're not even paying any lip service to that plan. So I'm like, what are we doing? We did all of this. We spent 10 years doing, you know, getting to the position that we could have a plan. We're out in the watershed doing a massive watershed management plan with four participating towns. And we've got Philmont, who is going to, you know, not take a moratorium, take the time to look at it, and, you know, vote, no problem. We feel confident that this housing development, whether it's a luxury housing development, affordable housing development, is a development. It's not neighborhood development. It's a housing development. And that's where, and it's a very different situation from the rest of the village. And you're proposing it for the hill above the lake, which is a vast expanse of natural asset to the village, and you will destroy that asset by planting, building 16 to 18 houses. I don't see that it would be a huge thing to ask you to say, well, maybe we should take the time, hire the lawyer or the planning company, we have the money to do it. Let's carry on with the plan that was written and agreed on, and it was designated by the state, which then allowed you to get more money and not deviate from the plan. And I hope that makes some sense, because I've been told that there are junior members on this board that don't understand what I say. So I do hope that I was pretty clear in my passage of information.
Dave?
Hi, I'm Dave Bolvice. I've been a resident since 1986. I was a volunteer fireman, board of library trustees, and also was a initial member of the BOA working group 1 and 4. I want to start off by thanking the mayor and the DPW for clearing our sidewalks for us. That ice, we could not even touch. In looking at that hillside across the Summit Lake, it would be one thing if a resident had two parcels and wanted to sell one to put a kid through college, but we're talking about a corporation that I don't believe is resident here in the village, and is going to change the complexion of the village and that hillside. And I would really hope that you would think over this moratorium and give another look of how important these impacts are on the village. Not just to raise some more property taxes, but to really look at the environmental and the social impacts of this project. Thank you.
Arlene?
My mom was unable to make it, but I have her daughter, Julia Ordue. She wishes she could be here, but I'm just going to read this letter for you. Dear Philmont Village Board members, I hope this letter finds you well. I'm once again writing to request a pause in the process of approving the Woods development. There is no reason not to take the time to consider all of the complexities, the BOA, the environmental impact, and the zoning and type of housing that the village most needs. I support the Summit Lake Conservation Group and many village residents in asking for a 3-month moratorium. Again, there's no reason to rush this. There are zero negative consequences of postponing your decision. You cannot be sued because the project has not yet begun, and a suit would take more time than the 3-month moratorium. You cannot be criticized in any way for erring on the side of caution. In fact, it's your duty. The village board has an obligation to safeguard the village, to do all of the research, to consider all of the complexities of this project, to make sure that the land and wildfire are protected, and to make wildlife are protected, and to make sure that development in this is in line with the needs and future of the village. The state, through the Brownfield Opportunity Area project, gives the board the power and the funding to envision the future they want for the village. The BOA also recommends that the village involve the community in decisions concerning the future of Philmont. So far, the community has been involved only as an audience. We are watching and waiting for this board to not be pressured into approving a project they don't all feel good about. If the board takes a passive administrative role, then we've missed an opportunity. Together, I wish we were asking the developers to conform to our needs and interests as a village, instead of the other way around. These developers have shown an interest in working with the village and learning more about BOA. This is a rare opportunity for the board. There is no harm in pausing this project to consider its impact more fully and to consider how it might better fit Philmont's vision for its future, whether that means a smaller development or one that includes affordable housing. In 2005, the board approved a development project that would have been disastrous for the village. While the current project compares favorably to the 2005 project, it is not without its problems, and it could absolutely be a better fit. I wish the board could be proactive instead of passive this time around, and take the time, a mere 3 months, to study the specific complexities of this project, get more input from the village residents, and ultimately negotiate in Philmont's favor. Thank you.
Mark.
Ready?
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. When Meg Johnson, can you listen?
I'm ready.
All right. When Meg Johnson called the meeting to hear.
Now I'm ready.
You ready now?
Yes.
Okay. Eye contact is good. When Mayor Johnson called a meeting to hear a presentation on the Overreach LLC housing development, The Woods, He stated he wanted to give the community the opportunity to get our ducks in order. We took him seriously. We organized a group of concerned, invested villagers. We reached out to Overreach LLC. We had a sit-down meeting with them to discuss the ideas of adding additional benefit for the village to their plan. We discussed adding an affordable housing component to their plan. We discussed adding deed covenants to restrict housing placement. We hired legal counsel to advise us on what legal power the village could wield in order to get the most benefit for the village from the Overreach LLC housing development. We did all of this in good faith. The recommendation made after this work called for a 3-month moratorium on development. Tonight, you vote on that recommendation. You, as mayor and trustees, are the political will of the village. And as such, you owe it to all Philmont villagers to wield all of your legal power to extract maximum benefit for the village from this project, not just the benefit outlined in the plan submitted to the planning board by Overreach LLC. You owe it to volunteer Philmont firefighters who are struggling to afford housing in the village to add an affordable housing component to the woods development. You owe it to villagers who don't have transport to areas outside of the village, villagers who would benefit directly from an increased conservation area around Summit Lake. You owe it to all villagers to take a pause and vote for a moratorium. Finally, I would just like to say that we are not defeated. It is not too late. The time pressure that we all feel has been manufactured. It's been manufactured by Overreach LLC, manufactured by their profit motive. Tonight, you have the power to allow the village to take a pause, to take a breath. Consider the impacts and benefits that the development plan and future development plans, for example, the Summit Mill, which is currently being considered for future residential development that will create for the village, with the ultimate goal of crafting zoning law that best protects and maximizes these benefits while limiting the possible negative impacts. You have the power. Please use it. Thank you, Patty.
We're going on to reports of committees.
Excuse me, Mr. Met, may I speak? I did ask Trish if I could be put
on. Has he signed in?
He didn't sign in before Friday.
I was hoping I'd take Jean's spot since she's not here.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be quick. Just to prove your attorney wrong, then I can speak quickly and not go over.
Maybe I'll set it then for sure.
Yeah, you said it, Trish. So thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it. There was a letter that I considered rather condescending sent to you on January 24th that called the group of people the so-called Summit Lake Conservation Group. I took umbrage to that, and being here tonight really makes me proud of being part of the community in Columbia County, because I'm really impressed with the community here and how well they spend time, think things through. We have a petition with 90 to 100 names. Those people are your residents. They're the people that vote for you, not the one applicant LLC. These are the people that really care about this community. Of those 90 to 100 names, most of them live in the village. So what we're asking you to do, as many people have stated before, is to do your job. And I think you're doing it already. Some people here already think that it's a fait accompli and you've already voted. I don't see that. I see resolution number 2 on your agenda at the end. Hopefully there will be full conversation. We're asking for 2 to 3 months. I've represented municipalities. If you give a focused goal, it could easily be done in that time frame. And many people have already stated the reasons to do that tonight. If there was no BOA, you would not need a moratorium. No one would be here. The fact that a 57 unit approval happened many, many years ago is totally irrelevant. We're under new conditions. The new condition is really the jewel of the Summit Lake and its natural resource to this village. It has to be thought out. How should that be treated? The current planning board, under the criteria set forth in your zoning, does not allow for that. They don't have to require a balloon test. They don't have to require extra buffers. It's not required. It's your job as the trustees to enact a law to empower them to require those things. If you don't assess this now, it's obviously going to be too late, and you will have failed on your job to protect the residents and your voters. It seems you might think, well, maybe the application will be denied. Maybe the assessment will say that you can't do anything there. You just don't know what the committee might tell you until you speak to them. I don't know if in the last month since we've had the last meeting, you've spoken to any of those members or you've asked them what they think. I hope you have. They would be able to give you that kind of a timeline. But things like the balloon test, things like further buffers, it doesn't necessarily negate a development, but it's how to protect the Summit Lake in particular because of this application right now. There's simply just no downside. There's been some talk about village liability. Your attorney had passed me on something that I had, so I know he's already advised you. You know, New York State puts out great law and guidelines, and there's one specifically on moratoria. There is no way that the applicant has a vested interest. They have no approvals. They have no money put in. There is zero liability if you say you want to take a pause now for 2 to 3 months while you evaluate the criteria of this village. There's nothing they can do about that whatsoever. So there's no downside for the village to coordinate a committee, appoint someone that you trust, that is organized, that could do this quickly. There's been some talk about, you know, because of personalities, think people don't want to do things. Please don't do that. Don't let egos or personalities get in the way of what's the right thing to do for your residents. We asked again that you listen to the so-called conservation group, which are your residents, your voters, that are quite obvious what they want, and I think it's a reasonable request. Thank you.
29
seconds.
What's that?
I said
you had
29
seconds.
There you go.
I'm not on the list because I was working Friday. I didn't get a chance to get on the list. But can I speak with maybe 3 minutes?
Your prerogative, Mayor.
We've heard enough about the. We've heard enough information in order to assemble the vote after when it gets to motions and resolutions. Attorney's report.
Nothing new to report, just ongoing projects the board's aware of.
Clerk Treasurer.
Water sewer payment plans were offered back in December for any resident affected by COVID. 7 residents entered into the deferred payment plan and all met the first payment deadline. Village elections will be held on Tuesday, March 15th. Petitions were due by February 8th, and acceptance letters were due by February 11th. Budget estimates were sent out via email to all department heads on February 3rd. Budget proposals will be due back by the end of the month. The office will be closed on Monday, February 21st, in observance of President's Day. W-2s were received from the payroll company and were sent out to all employees by the office. Additional hours were spent this month on the water payment plan, updating delinquent accounts for water turnoffs, edits for the upcoming tax bills, NYSERDA grant, R&M agreement, and correspondence with GMS regarding solar, FOIL requests, and election questions from residents. We have also noticed increased phone calls, in-office traffic, and need for notary services.
Thank you. Building Inspector. Larry, you want to read that?
Building Department monthly report received February 2nd. Tenancy CO issued 9, tenancy inspections 9, rental registration issued 14, building permits 2, construction inspections 2, COCC issued 1, CO searches 2, complaints received and investigated. Monty Jennings handles these. He does not have a report. Zoning review, referral of new project 0, submitted by Code Enforcement Officer Lehigh.
Toby's not here, so I'll handle the library. I'll read this narrative real quick, because it's important, because a lot of stuff happened last month at the library. On January 17th, we had a pipe burst in the teen room slash work meeting area. Repairs of the pipes, addition of antifreeze to the pipes, and drying out of the rooms, removal of carpets is complete at this time. We are waiting on bids for the needed asbestos remediation and repairs. This will last at least another 2 weeks. Staff and patrons have been very understanding of the situation, currently operating on curbside only. We could use some help to clean out the two offices so asbestos can be removed in all areas and new carpet laid. We have been told that we can have the other half of the library open while they do the work. They will provide a barrier. We have already placed young adult in storage and the catalogs. They are not available to the public at this time. Now we're going to think about reconfiguring the teen space. Thanks to Mayor Johnson, Trustee Detzel for checking on the library February 4th during the storm. And David Bolivice, thanks, sorry, bud. And staff for helping to move items from the damaged part of the building and rearrange spaces. Thanks to Library Trustee Mindy Gardner for investigating new camera systems for inside and eventually outside the building. As an update, we're waiting on 3 grants that total over almost $10,000 for summer reading programs in conjunction with the Clawbrook Library. 305 people attend in-person or virtual events, which is really great, and 607 people set foot in the library personally. Way to go.
Thank you. Community Center. Go.
Okay, Community Center report for January, submitted by Julie Veronese, the director. The center has been regularly checked during the month by Doug Cropper and Mrs. Veronese. Programs, the Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, Greener Pathways, and the theater group have been using the center on a regular basis. Loki Anthony, who was running the hip-hop program at the center, will be moving it to Main Street due to easier access for participants. He suggested that when the weather improves, we may plan something more for the community center. The center will offer the New York State Safe Boating Class again this year. It's tentatively planned for March. Dates will be forthcoming, and myself and Julie will be in front of you.
Thank you. We can knock on his door.
Is he here?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
Ready, Craver.
Month of January, we had 20 calls for service, we 92 property checks, 21 VNT warnings, issued 25 parking tickets for the month. Continuing with the tickets, checking streets multiple times, especially for pre-storms, just to keep the vehicles off the street for DPW.
I appreciate that.
Vern, you had a report here on the camera system. Do you want to touch base on that now?
Yeah, the camera system that's in there, that's our original quote from Johnson Controls. They came in to revamp the entire system. So you have all that information that's there. I think that the folks across the river, and they're just not really coming back. So they're more interested in phone systems and things like that. Johnson Controls, they're about security. That's their game. That's what they're looking to do. As I said, they're the company that covers like Bliss Towers and multiple agencies throughout Columbia County. Very reputable, very knowledgeable. And what they're doing. So, there's a couple options that are there. I just recommended if we're gonna do that, then we just, go with the system that is there in the proposal. And I think that will be beneficial to us in the long run.
Can you put that in your proposed budget?
I can.
Might wanna. We can always say no, but if it's not in there, we're not gonna add it.
I think we had put, when I talked to Bob, we had put something in there for that. But I think when we were doing this, we were looking to do it differently. So I think we were moving before the budget. on this one, but I'll talk about it.
I got a quick question. This is kind of before my time, this conversation, but we have this data on what's going on in Philmont. So once we put the cameras up, how is that data going to change? How are we going to know if these cameras are doing what they're supposed to do?
Because right now, so the cameras will work in many fashions. They'll be beneficial to all agencies, state police, Columbia County Sheriff's Department, as well as the Village of Philmont.
How will they adjust these numbers? We have zero arrests. I mean, yep. It's just one month, you know, yep. But so is this, what is the purpose of the cameras?
To assist in closing cases.
Okay.
So
okay.
Activity, there's a lot of stuff that transpires. I mean, there's
so
a lot of
so it wouldn't be reflected on this data set.
Yeah, those numbers right there are just no. Village of Philmont Police Department numbers. That does not include, you know, that monthly report does not include anything sure. That the Columbia County Sheriff's does, New York State Police do, anything that they conduct. I mean, on a regular basis, you know, we're looking to, you know, try to utilize the cameras to assist, whether it be you know, we have the car break-ins, the car okay. Larcenies, right? Things
okay.
Like that. They will all play, you know, they will play a key piece.
Okay.
And closing cases. And the only other thing I have in there too, you know, Doug, and everyone is, you know, obviously we've switched over to the county IT, saving a lot of money. Those guys are working diligently, getting us all the necessary updates for our car, for the office computers, things like that. Cleaning up software, updating software, everything else. And we're just, our printer, our secured scanner, printer, fax is hard down right now. And, you know, that's an issue. And we're utilizing the front office for what we have. But, you know, again, we have to make sure that it's secure. So one of the proposals that they do, and it's actually what we do similar here, is they actually have a lease program that is, I think it's $50 a month. And what that includes everything. So when, you know, ink, things like that are all out, it's included any maintenance, things like that for the whole 5-year period that's there. And that quote's in there too. And it's actually a state bid and it's right through county IT. So we don't have to, like, that's the best price basically. So we don't have to go searching. And we're piggybacking with the county with this. And it's one of the things by going with the county IT that is beneficial to the village and the cost savings.
And how soon do you need it?
I have to just respond back to the folks at county IT and then the process will start. So I just wanted to make sure everyone was good with that before I gave them the green light on the actual, sending the paperwork for the actual lease.
Do we need a motion for that? Can we have a motion for that tonight?
We could just add if you want to add it to the end.
Want to do it right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign a lease for the acquisition of a new fax printer from Columbia County IT for the police department.
Nobody's going to make more.
Do you want to do it now or at the end?
No, we'll do it right now.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. You done it? Sally?
Okay, I'm going to be as quick as I can here. So January, as you know, was a pretty busy month for activities on the Boa grant and on the watershed management grant. So I'm going to read this as quickly as I can. So I attended the Boa Chair, Co-Chair meeting, standing meeting with the Mayor Johnson, with Mayor Johnson, and Trustee Ostrander and Barbara Segal, who's the Chair of the Aquamarca Creek Watershed Management. We reviewed the Boa and LWRP status reports. These are due to the state every 6 months. And they were submitted on time and were in compliance. Reviewed the payment request for the LWRP grant prepared for submission. Reviewed the PBI formal response requested by Trustee Ostrander to a statement read by a resident campaigner into the village board meeting held December 13th, 2021, regarding Mr. Payner's attendance at the community center presentation held on December 4th, which was presented by PBI. Saturday from Mark Roundtree, the community, the Sudbury One Working Group. Trustee Ostrander will make the PBI response available. Number four, discuss the next steps associated with the community outreach by PBI and the Sudbury One Working Group. Lead Mark Roundtree, the community members to become involved and informed about the intentions of the village to hire an architectural firm with BOA funding to develop the next set of concept level of designs for the community center and the playground funded under current grant awarded to the village. The purpose of the outreach is to encourage community residents and business owners to submit letters to the village to be considered by the BOA grant committee for the appointment to the Sub-Area 1 Working Group for community participation in this project. I hope that's clear. There are some of the trustees that have been unclear about this communication. Reviewed forms submitted by former residents and business owners to the village to become members of the Heritage Working Group, aimed at gathering community consensus to recommend to the village for the nomination of the proposed Village of Philmont Historic District that has received a statement of significance by New York State Parks, Recreation and Historic Preservation, that includes the lake, by the way, that has determined that the Village of Philmont is eligible to apply for a nomination of the Historic District. This determination was based on the evaluation of a survey of 424 properties in the village for the cultural resource survey that is available and has been available for several months in the village office for review and copies for purchase. And I believe that Deborah's put that on the, it's available on the website too. It's a good survey to go and have a look at in reference to the upcoming nomination that is being worked on. Discussion of the training presented by the Department of State held on January 19th, which was organized with the Village Board, Planning Board, and the ZBA in regards to the process of the State Environmental Quality Review Act, CEQA, Article 8 of the Environmental Conservation Law, which is a part of the review process engaged by the Planning Board when reviewing applications for building permits. The training was reported by Trustee Ostrander, Chair of the BOA Grant Committee, as well attended, including the attendance by the full Village of Philmont Board, the Chair of the Planning Board, a few members of the Planning Board, and the ZBA, and one village resident who joined the meeting halfway. Other BOA and LWRP grant-related business for the month of January. We had held a second Watershed Advisory Committee, the WAC, was held on December 28th, with the participating towns attending, the town of Claverack Hillsdale, chaired by Barbara Segal. This meeting reviewed and discussed the outcomes of the project initiation meeting held by the DOS in November. Summary notes were available on the Village of Philmont website now and PBI's website. We discussed the board, the other things that were done this month, discussed with the board president of the library to hold a special presentation at the Community Center BOA project for the library board. Important for the library to understand how we're approaching the community center from a community-based planning approach. Convene with Mark Roundtree to organize next steps to continue community outreach for Sub-Area 1 community participation for the Community Center Borough Project. And finally, compile the fourth quarter reporting for 2021 that was due to the state for both the Borough and the LWRP grants, both compiled and submitted to the state on time.
I've just one question on procedure. The board got a copy of the letter from Dave Bolivis about he wants to be on some of the working groups. So whose responsibility is it to answer that?
Goes to the BOA committee.
So that would be Brian and Larry together.
Yeah. So if you refer it to them, then it comes up in the standing meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then whether it's the LWRP or two separate committees going on, two two separate working groups. Actually, there may be several working groups, but right now, sub-area one is focused. Community center, and then the LWRP has a watershed advisory committee, which is gaining speed in the towns, in the future. Not so much needed here. So, we've got four towns that we're participating with, and that not only includes town representatives, deputy mayors, heads of some climate smart organization associated with each of the towns, but also, organizations that are already in the watershed working, like Trout Unlimited, River Alliance, DEC region. So that committee is going to get very much, concentrated to do with the watershed, which is, 14,000 square acres beyond Vermont.
So Brian and Larry will deal with the letter.
Yeah, they're bringing.
I was just happy to see that you were volunteering.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, and please, please step up. We can't move the project unless we have sub-area one working group up and running. We can't go to hire the architect, we can't have the RFP, because it comes down to community input, not being driven from a top-down approach. So, anybody that wants to join Mark on that sub-area one working group. It's an exciting project, looking at the next level of design, the community center and the playground. So, yeah, please do so. We'd like to see at least 20 people on that working group. That's when equitable decision making. Everybody gets to vote.
Thank you, Shelley.
My pleasure.
DPW report, David's not here, so I'll take care of that. They've been picking up Christmas trees and garbage, and obviously everybody knows about the ice storm. They battled that. Gonna start taking apart the ball field this week. I had four water breaks. Luckily, they weren't big ones. As far as the wastewater, they've done the samples and they've all passed. Both the boys down there had COVID. They're all back together now. I had Mike Scheller come in to take care of the plant while they were out, take care of themselves. He actually fixed one of the water breaks, just like old times. They assisted the village clerk with the cost of a fire hydrant, which there was a truck on top of.
One morning.
Which was very interesting.
One of our trucks?
No. I sent the sheriffs there, and the sheriff called me and asked me, couldn't find the fire hydrant. He couldn't find the fire hydrant because the truck was still on top of it. That's due to get fixed. They have ordered the parts, so as soon as the parts come in, it will be back up and running again. And everybody worked on the sidewalks. It wasn't just the DPW, it was the wastewater too. They cleaned and disinfected the plant. That's all for that one. Fire department?
Fire chief's report submitted February 8th by Chief Mark Beaumont. Calls for the month were 24. I'm not going to read them all. Fire calls for the year are 10. EMS calls for the year are 15. Total calls are 25. We had three drills for the month, one truck inspection, and two special details.
Thanks. Mayor's report. We had the secret training, which I want to thank everybody that came. It was not only the full village board that was there, but the chairman of the planning board was there, the chairman of the zoning board was there. There were a few other members. I know Tom was there, and there was other zoning board members there, and there was another planning board member there as well. So everybody was up to speed on what's going on with that. Thanks again for everybody coming. I have to thank Debbie Graw and her son for staying with the people that were here during the power outage. There was a few people that were here, and they cooked and fed them, and everybody was happy. They stayed right until the end, so thank you very much. I had a meeting with DSS and Sheriff again, along with a few other people. Doug and I are still working on that. Deborah and I met with DeeDee Barrett the other day about things that are going on in Philmont. She's very interested in Philmont. She seems to be ready to give us some money for something. So if Deborah's willing to take it, we've been working with her. Other than that, you know, this storm was the worst that I've ever seen before as far as the ice goes. It was just terrible. I've never seen anything like it. I didn't expect anybody to shovel their sidewalks. Thanks to those who did. Something like that happens again, we'll put it over the computer. We'll take care of it. I mean, I can't expect you guys to take care of that stuff. Well, everything is clear. They had it done in 3 or 4 days. I mean, it was a tough battle, but David wanted to thank Clover. Greenport was out with Flagman. Paul Burfine brought his equipment in. Everybody worked together, and we got them done in pretty short order. So that's all I have. Doug?
Okay, I corresponded with Matt Murrell regarding the county plans for the Trip Center. There's been some concern that the county might be moving out of the Trip Center. I did get a reply, and he said he would keep me informed as to what their plans are. If the Trip Center leaves, we're going to have a hole to fill. Deb and I toured the Essex Trail, and I helped her with ideas for a small grant for that trail. I'm sure she'll probably talk about that in her report. We had some conversations regarding the future path of the trail. It may have to be altered due to the development. I talked with Bob McFarland, and the planning board is aware of the issues with regard to the trail. The mayor and I initiated an emergency action regarding the storm. It was really nice. The mayor just thanked Deb Graw. I was here on and off until about midnight. Deb, I think, stayed till 2 or 2:30 in the morning with the people. We did have people who needed shelter and needed to stay warm. Some of them had oxygen, and so it was a long day. We're working on getting a village position through Rob. Thank you, Rob. I attended the CECRA training. We had a meeting regarding broadband and learned quite a bit. I think Deb is probably going to talk more about that later. We had a special meeting with council. There was a fiasco on the ice at the Summit Lake. I was called to that because people seem to call me anytime there's weird things going on up there. And Vern and I were involved with that, and he has pictures. There were motorcycles, quads, all kinds of nonsense going on the ice. What the rules specifically say, no motorized vehicles up there. I attended Vern's police meeting just for a short while. And Brian said, we had a meeting with Sheriff Kraft, Salvador, Deputy Sheriff Salvador, Judge Mr. Gibson, Julie Veronese, who else is there? Carl Flynn, Child Protective Services, mental health, and so on. And we're working on many issues to try to make those better. That's it, Brian.
Jason?
Obviously, we have a lot of stuff around the library, so we're working through that. Toby just had, one thing upon another happened in that facility, and so it's been a lot of work to get that back up and running, but she's done most of the work and it's all back and running now, which is great. We've actually been working on emergency planning and communication by default through these emergencies that we've had, which are working out pretty well. We're seeing how people are understanding how Facebook and the email can work for them or not work for them, so we're kind of taking all that in and getting it together and figuring out how to be more effective communicators when things need to be communicated. Worked with the DPW to clean up some trash that was around the village. It worked really well. I'm really happy the ball's here. I can't say enough good things about him. Mark has found two new members of the fire department, which is awesome too, so we will soon be better staffed. I did speak with the doctor on the corner over here about some of his issues with other tenants in his area and what we can do to possibly help him resolve that. And then on another note, on a personal note, Sally, I'd like to ask you to stop bullying me, which you're doing these criteria for that. I am the newest member, I'm the youngest, and you're continually bullying me about that situation. I get it, you have an agenda. Please stop, okay? It's inappropriate. It doesn't make me feel very good or want to ever engage with you again. Does that make sense?
I think this is the only meeting that I've actually made a response to you, and I would say that my response is highly justified based on your prior behavior.
Bullying me. Okay, hey, look, I got it out there. I just want to say, because it doesn't make me feel good. I don't think it's appropriate.
So I don't think I'm on record in any of these meetings pushing back on you, Jason.
I'm saying you're bullying me tonight. That's all I'm saying. So.
That's fine, but I think you
stop.
Have to look at the background.
This is not productive, and it's also
and ask yourself
it's against the meeting rules.
Not
be engaging with the
I just want to be. I want to be able to be up here and not feel that I'm being attacked.
That's all.
It's inappropriate for you to even bring that up in a public meeting. That's
right.
A personal issue.
That's fine.
Public right now.
We're moving on. Deborah.
I attended the secret training, and I want to thank you for making that available. It was very helpful, and I'm just going to take this off for a minute. I attended the Climate Smart Task Force meeting. Anyone who is interested in what we are doing, please check the website. We are really leaders in this field, and we have 13 members, and we're very active. We are in the process of verifying. We're working on some very interesting, innovative ideas for plans in the future, and we're in the process of verifying whether or not we have achieved bronze status, which we believe we did at the end of the summer of last year.
What does that mean?
It means we've taken enough actions to qualify for a higher level of status, and it means that we qualify probably for more points and possibly additional grant funding. Yeah. And we look for more members, and if you go to the website, you can click on a link under the contact page to join the Climate Smart Committee. Doug and I, applied for a $500 municipal mini grant from the Columbia Land Conservancy. And we hope if we win that grant, we'll hear by the end of March, and we hope to use it to clear the Essex Trail and to refurbish the dock and possibly build a couple benches. Doug and I talked about doing that, and perhaps the grant money would go toward purchasing wood for that. And I connected Trish and Chrissy with the car charging station software folks to schedule training so we can activate that software and begin taking in income. Trish, Tom, and I completed the application process for the $5,000 New York State Stretch Code grant from NYSERDA, and that was one of the actions, I believe, that went towards the bronze status. I'm not sure. And that has been approved and actually received, Trish told me. The final deliverables have been, I uploaded them, submitted them for the $35,000 NYSERDA grant. I wanted to thank Doug Sider for his photos documenting the upgrades, and a big thank you to Trish and Chrissy for combing the files for past invoices. All has been approved, and a check is being cut to the village for the balance of the grant in the amount of $26,250. I attended the special meeting on January 24th with the board members regarding the moratorium. I met, as Brian was saying, we met with Dee Dee Barrett and Clover Reach up at the Woods Project on February 11th, and in the afternoon with Mayor Johnson and Sally Baker to discuss matters of the village. And I also attended the fiber optics presentation and in the wake of that, contacted Verizon, Mid-Hudson Cable, and Consolidated to assess their interest in bringing fiber optics to Philmont. And Verizon is looking for some more information. We heard back from Verizon and Consolidated, and Verizon is looking for the number of village serving addresses, and so we'll be following up with that. And lastly, I created website pages, as Sally was saying, for the Lake Waterfront Revitalization Program and the Agawamuck Creek Watershed Management Plan. You can access them from the sidebar short links, but also under community development. And I also want to bring attention to two posts I recently did. One is for the Minkler Siri American Legion Post Hometown Heroes Banner Program. This is for Memorial Day. People can apply for banners for veterans, and the deadline is March 31st. And also I posted about Philmont Fire Company's March 13th corned beef dinner. And you can connect with Deb Grau or any firefighter for tickets for that. It's for pre-order and to go only.
Take out. Yeah.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Okay. I have also written a statement about the moratorium that I'll read. 3 minutes, I think it is. So I too am heartbroken about the loss of open space and natural habitat that this project will mean and the changes it will cause to the viewshed from both sides of Summit Lake. But as I walked in tonight, I have decided to vote against the moratorium, and I wanted to explain why. As I understand it, a moratorium is a tool to temporarily halt development to take specific actions that can be accomplished in short periods of time, ideally 3 to 6 months, in situations where planning or zoning changes are in progress or in response to immediate health and safety problems. And neither is the case here. Yes, rezoning is called for in the BOA, but is not in progress, and it's not a quick process by any means. So to my mind, the planning board and CEQA are the, you know, I've heard what people have said here tonight, and I'm processing it as well. I'm reading what I wrote before. So to my mind, the planning board and CEQA are the appropriate venue and tool to address our concerns and ensure oversight of the development process. Summit Lake Conservation Group, I know you want a different outcome. I want you to know that your good work is appreciated. It has shaped the conversation and shined a clear light on all that's at stake in this development. As Mayor Johnson has said multiple times, and I think many of us on the board agree, the best thing that could happen up there is nothing. That we didn't take the land off the market is on all of us. Neither we on the board, nor PBI, nor Philmont residents successfully moved to purchase that land when it was available. Either we didn't have the foresight or the means, and Clover Reach purchased it. We may think that's a shame. We may have preferred to see nothing or a house or two go up there, not a development. That said, I hope and believe that there are benefits to Philmont from this project. The woods is being done by a local company, including a neighbor. They're proposing to reduce clear cutting of trees and protect the lake by capturing water runoff in innovative ways. Their development will bring new people and investment to Philmont, create jobs, and eliminate the possibility of less environmentally friendly development happening in that area. Thank you, Clover Reach, Andrew, Dan, and Jack, for your thoughtfulness on this project. I'm grateful for it. And Clover Reach, I challenge you to go further. I want you, like Matatau, to consider donating additional land to the conservation area. Why not add another 100 feet to the conservation perimeter all around? It would be a goodwill gesture to this community and to the people in this room. In walking the Essig Trail on Friday, I noticed that where the Agawamuck Creek enters Summit Lake, the property line of the development comes right up to a steep drop off to the lake, leaving no possibility for Philmont to create a comfortable walking path on public lands there, as I can see. More land put into the conservation area would solve that. Another thing, and I believe this is tremendously important in light of the housing crisis, I asked Clover Reach to continue its talks with Dennis Wedlick and Dee Dee Barrett in order to find a way to include in this project at least some housing that's accessible to Philmont's working families, every new housing development going up these days must include a percentage of housing accessible to people who are in or around the median income bracket. Our farmers, nurses, tradespeople, small business owners, our families, and neighbors. So please bring us truly sustainable development and be a leader, a visionary in your field in this county. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. Correspondence?
Well, pretty much everything's already been said, what we've done. Attended all the meetings, workshop, fiber optic, the secret class, the special meeting, the Bowl monthly meeting, and it's been a busy month.
Now we go to course.
If anybody wants it, I'm happy to give it to them.
Where's the list? Oh, yes, I have it.
Motions and resolutions.
Motion to enforce the water turnoff law and take action against delinquent water users.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to credit the account 1540 Chapel Properties in the amount of $258.10 due to an incorrect meter reading made by?
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to appoint Mary Lisa Logston to the Village of Philmont Volunteer Fire Department as a fire support member made by?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion to reimburse Community Center Director Julie Veronese in the amount of $85 for payment associated with her National Safe Voting Council certification.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion to accept the 2020 Code Enforcement Officer Shared Services Agreement as submitted by the Town of Canaan made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to reappoint Rob McFarland as the chairman of the Village of Philmont Planning Board for a one-year term with term to expire March 1st, 2023, made by?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to reappoint Kurt Basil as the chairman of the Village of Philmont Zoning Board of Appeals for a one-year term with term to expire March 1st, 2023, made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Motion to reappoint Mark Decker as a member of the Village of Philmont Planning Board for a five-year term to expire March 1st, 2027, made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to reappoint Stephen Benson as a member of the Village of Philmont Zoning Board of Appeals for a five-year term with term to expire March 1st, 2027, made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to consent to the Village of Philmont as the lead agency in the Woods Development made by?
Make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to allow the mayor to sign the certification form and standard voucher for the Aquamic Creek Watershed Management Plan made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to allow the mayor to sign the budget comparison summary requested by New York State DOS for the work plan for Summit Lake Watercourse BOI grant made by?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to allow the mayor to sign the contractor's application for payment number 2 payable to MCJ Construction LLC in the amount of $89,035.63 for work on the Village of Philmont wastewater treatment plant made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Motion to deem the repairs to the library and all estimates submitted associated with the burst pipe as an emergency repair made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Motion to finalize and approve the listing of the service award program for the Village of Philmont Volunteer Fire Company made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
Then we go to resolution one, adopting the revised schedule of water sewer rents.
Can I just make a motion before we go there? I'd just like to make a motion to thank all the people that were reappointed to those boards, because they're all experienced, tireless workers, and I really thank them for stepping up.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
And then Trish, just on the motion to consent to the Village of Philmont, I should say Planning Board as lead agency. That was the request circulated by them. No problem, I didn't catch it earlier, sorry.
Okay.
So do we have to remake that motion?
No, you're good.
All right, so resolution number one, who's gonna read that? You gonna read that?
A copy of it? I didn't bring a copy of it.
Do you need to read the whole thing, or no?
No, I could summarize it as I go along.
Oh, thank you.
So this is a resolution that was regarding sewer and water rates, and it cites the sections of the code, as we discussed, that you get to set the water and the sewer rates by resolution from time to time as you deem fit. So we're doing that at this time in consultation with Public Works. The water and sewer operators have determined it's necessary and appropriate to make revisions to the fee schedule, to charge revised fees appropriate and relative to the costs incurred by the village to administer and review the water services. So there is a revised schedule, which you're familiar with. It's basically spells out a menu list of possible items you could need as a water sewer customer repair item. The new things that were added was a new water service connection fee is adopted in the amount of $3,000, plus parts if needed. New sewer service connection fee is $4,000. And then a DPW water sewer attendance fee is a new item, which will be $300. And Mr. Sider wanted that when he is required to be on site or the DPW for like house demolition, dust control, special metering, and monitoring. And if anybody needs that, they should contact his department and he'll set that up and arrange it. So we need a first and second on that resolution.
I'll make a first. I'll make that motion for the resolution.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Carry.
Now, on the resolution, Mayor, for the potential of a moratorium or not, I was passed a note. Could we go to executive session? Technically, you could if you needed legal advice from me because you have attorney-client privilege. If that's the intent, you could take a brief executive session. I didn't want to say you couldn't or there was no reason not to. You can always take an executive session if you have a basis. If it's for the purpose of debating what the pros and cons of a moratorium, technically we can't go into executive session for that. That's the type of debate, as you know, that's supposed to be open to the public. So we have a couple of options in front of us. You heard the public tonight. If you were to say the board as a general wants to do a moratorium, then that you would direct me to draft the moratorium law and we'd have to set a public hearing to review that. If you decide not to go with the moratorium, we would pass a resolution basically stating that. And that would be at this time.
I think we should just vote on the resolution.
Understood. Does the board members want to discuss it, or do you just want me to summarize this resolution?
Per request, I put out a statement why I was voting the way I'm voting, so if you'd like your copy, that I'm happy to forward that along. So.
Do you want to share something now?
I don't have it in front of me, but no. I won't care.
Okay, I can summarize the resolution. The Village of Philmont was contacted by the Summit Lake Conservation Group through attorney Mitch Korsrova with a request to consider a moratorium on the subdivision development known as the Woods Project, seeking a 16 plus or minus residential lots in the Hamlet 2 district upon the basis that the village assessed the potential impact the project may have on the Summit Lake and its watercourse brownfield opportunity area BOA. Whereas the village board of the Village of Philmont was contacted by the Woods Project through Paul M. Freeman Esquire, who advocated the project is not inconsistent with the BOA, as the BOA program is intended to address revitalization and create a strategy for the reuse potential of strategic sites located within close proximity to Summit Lake for new uses such as housing, retail, commercial, and public amenities. Further, the proposed project is not within the five sub areas identified as critical to the implementation of the BOA plan. Whereas one of the primary concerns for the project is stormwater management, and the Woods has submitted a plan to the planning board that intends to comply with stormwater management practices and requirements, and in actuality is proposed to reduce the stormwater impacts from the site's present conditions. Whereas the village board of Village of Philmont was contacted through the Woods project engineer, Brandy K. Nelson, who noted a BOA project is focused on revitalizing and redeveloping neighborhoods affected by real or perceived environmental contamination due to past industrial use. And the Woods project site is not in one of the BOA redevelopment sites or slated for any analysis under the BOA program or located within one of the five designated BOA sub-areas. Further, that the project was designed to be consistent with the elements of the BOA program, including creating linkages for the existing village trail system, and noting the BOA states, quote, strategic sites in close proximity to Summit Lake will create opportunities for redevelopment and community development, including housing, end quote. Whereas the Woods project has made application and submitted preliminary plans to the Village of Philmont Planning Board, those plans being compliant with the zoning law of the Village of Philmont for residential development within the Hamlet 2 district. Whereas the Village Board of the Village of Philmont has received and reviewed the New York State Department of State Division of Local Government Services guidance document entitled Land Use Moratoria, and have reviewed and documented the request and responses in response to adopt a moratorium in this instance. Whereas the guidance states that a moratorium is adopted pursuant to the general police powers of the municipality to respond to a dire necessity, be reasonably calculated to alleviate or prevent a crisis condition, and the municipality is taking steps to rectify a problem. Further, any moratorium must have a reasonable time frame as measured by the action to be accomplished during the term, have a valid public purpose justifying the moratorium, address any situation where the burden is imposed by a moratorium is being shared substantially by the public at large, and have a time certain when the moratorium will expire. Whereas the Village Board of the Village of Philmont recognizes the adoption of a moratorium can constitute a taking of rights from a landowner as a regulatory taking in the nature of inverse condemnation, and it is recommended that a variance mechanism from the moratorium be included, which would incur additional project review. Now therefore, be it resolved that the Village of Philmont herein finds, while the proposed project is within the BOA boundary, it is not within one of the five critical BOA sub-areas. Two, the project as presented is zoning law compliant for the Hamlet 2 district. Three, the village owns a substantial piece of property between the Summit Lake and the proposed project under conservation easement to protect the lake. Four, there has been no submission that the proposed development would be inconsistent with the BOA project, and the project sponsors have designed the project to be consistent with the elements of the BOA program. Five, the BOA project is a long-term project which will not complete and resolve with a deliverable product during the pendency of this proposed subdivision process. Six, there has been no presentation of dire necessity, the need to alleviate a crisis or a growing problem that needs to be rectified by the adoption of a land use moratorium. Seven, there has not been a burden identified as being shared substantially by the public at large. Eight, under such a circumstance, a moratorium does not appear to be the proper exercise of the village's police powers. Nine, the BOA and the Woods project can each both be pursued consistently with each other. 10, any developmental concerns for the project can be raised and addressed during the review undertaken by the Village of Philmont Planning Board, which will provide an opportunity for a public hearing, public comment, and applicant and community involvement. And be it further resolved that the Village Board of the Village of Philmont declines a land use moratorium that would stop the planning board review of the Woods project, other projects in the Hamlet 2 zoning district, or land use projects in general within the village. That is the language of the resolution that was drafted from the Woods submissions to you through the letters back and forth. At this point, if that's the resolution you desire to pass, you need a motion and a second.
I need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And at this time, I know, Julia, you wanted comment from everybody. I'm not going to subject the board to that. If you want to call them and personally talk to them, that's fine. Email them, whatever you want to do.
It's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Well, it's obvious this resolution was written before you heard from anybody, right? So thanks a lot. Isn't that the case?
All right, that's enough. We're not done with our meeting yet. We're not done with the meeting yet. Let's go. New business. We have no new business. Unfinished business.
We can bulk you out in a half a month.
Sally, can you send the link to the recording of the meeting that was put out by you and Mark, so we can put on?
When it's ready, we still haven't got things back. Summary notes are not back from the DRS yet, and so I'm not putting the burden on until it's ready.
When do you think that'll be?
She was out on medical leave. I told her in the meeting. She's had them, you know, since they were produced and sent. Mark's had them. We're just sitting there.
Thank you.
It'll happen.
Yep, no.
You know, she was out on medical leave for a fair amount of time, so she only just got back last. When do we meet? When do we have the meeting?
When did we?
Yeah, how long? 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
She was just back. So 2 weeks ago, she was just back.
It was like the day over, the day after.
Sitting.
It was the day over, the day after.
Yeah,
she got
right.
Back.
So she's just back, and she's been out for, you know, we've been flying solo without her. So she must be strong. But it'll happen.
Okay.
They all these, you know, the summary notes of the VAC, so the Watershed, they have to get approved by a VAC committee, and then they have the opportunity to make revisions. And then we include these revisions in there, and then they go back up to the DRS, and then the DRS has to do it. So when it's not like you're, you know, you can do on a month. You know, we've got two summary notes up there for the WAC. Today I just got approval at the local level, that no, there are no more comments. Sent it back up again to the DRS, right? So, you know, it's that actually is beyond my control. It just takes its time. But there's nothing in those meeting minutes that needs immediate, you know, it's like, it's best to have it done correctly.
Right.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even more unfinished business. I forgot in my report, I want to thank the village office, the girls through the guys down with the sewer plant having COVID, and us running with a one-man water department. I was on the phone with the girls more than I was my wife that week. They did a wonderful job just keeping everything together. So if you see these girls walk in, please thank them. I know that they are what held this thing together through the storm, through the COVID. They are what held this place together.
Tristan, do you have to move money for the water on the water accounts?
So what it is, we pulled it from the general, it's basically a loan from the general fund savings. So since it's a loan, we don't have a motion for it. I just need to let you guys know that was removing money because people aren't paying the water bills. So we didn't have the money to pay for the wells.
They will start paying the water bills, so that should be reimbursed shortly.
Right, and then once we have the money in that account, we just move it back. That's why it doesn't.
So that got lifted.
Okay. Any more unfinished?
I just wanted to mention, Deb mentioned about the car charging station and working on the software so that we can charge, and I was going to bring that up, but then I will work with the state and get signage so that people can come off the parkway if they need to get their car charged and come into the village, maybe spend a little time, a little money.
And also, Deborah, I heard on the news that, I don't know whether it's the president or the governor, is releasing more money for car chargers.
Yes.
So that one down there was put in such a way that we can just add to it, so we could add more down there if we can get more.
Okay, great. Find out.
Any more unfinished?
No.
We don't need to go into executive session for today. We need a motion to adjourn.
Make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
What? I'm saying.
Yeah.
Good night, Philmont.
Good night.